From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The federal agency responsible for studying the environmental impact of the Alaska LNG project has released a timeline for completing that review. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission announced on Tuesday that it planned to release a draft of the final environmental impact statement in about a year. If the Federal Commission sticks to that schedule, they could authorize the project as early as March of 2020. The state was hoping to get through that permitting process by 2019 and begin construction. Still, Alaska Gasline Development Corporation President Keith Meyer said in a press release that the schedule will keep the gas export project on track to come online by 2025. State Corporation is still looking for customers for Alaska's gas and partners to help finance the $45 billion project. The skies cleared this morning, allowing Juneau Mountain Rescue volunteers to continue the search for two climbers missing since last week. Weather has been a huge hindrance to rescuers looking for Ryan Johnson of Juneau and Marc-Andre Leclerc of British Columbia. The experienced climbers were due back last Wednesday after making an ascent of the north face of the Mendenhall Towers. Jackie Ebert of Juneau Mountain Rescue said a team took off in an Alaska Army National Guard helicopter shortly after 10 a.m. and will search for as long as they can. Searches were extremely limited over the weekend, and the weather window on Monday allowed only a brief flight.
Now we have the problem where, you know, we're battling whether to get back to the search location, and then before we even consider putting any ground crews back in, we need to assess avalanche conditions.
Searchers located some of the climbers' gear at the base of the towers last Thursday. Since then, Ebert said between 2 and 3 feet of fresh snow has fallen.
We are working it as an active rescue mission, and we're going to continue to work it that way and work as hard as we can to get out there at every available weather opportunity.
Family and friends of Johnson and Leclerc have set up GoFundMe pages to help support searchers and defray costs of helicopter flights. A jury trial for a Juneau man accused in a double homicide is scheduled for February 19th next year. 40-year-old LaRon Carlton Graham faces two counts of first-degree murder in connection with the 2015 deaths of 36-year-old Robert Myrice and 34-year-old Elizabeth Tonsmeyer. Natasha Norris, a private Anchorage-based attorney, will represent Graham on behalf of the Office of Public Advocacy. Norwegian musher Jor Ulsum has a commanding lead in this year's Iditarod with only 77 miles to go. Ulsum arrived in White Mountain just before 8 a.m., and now he has to take a mandatory 8-hour rest period. He had about a 3-hour lead on his nearest challenger, Nick Petit, with defending champion Mitch Seavey back in third place. And taking a look at weather, it's 36 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. Weather this afternoon, areas of fog before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 51. That's latest from the KTOO Newsroom.